I'm not sure. Just the fact there was some machinery, perhaps. I don't remember whether there was the kid had kicked the football over or that sort of thing. That was not a prominent fact, anyway.
Wish I could say that I remembered the case, but I honestly can't.
Well, this one brought up a similar case that the court had had earlier, where a kid got hit in the eye with a golf ball in Redford Township golf course. A case called Lyshak, L-Y-S-H-A-K.
I remember that name.
All right. This kid, you know, was somewhat the same legal principles to some degree that were involved, where here is a youngster, here's a green playing field and a nice sunny day, and he wants to get over there. He's been penned up in his backyard, and he's on the golf course, and somebody who should have known better banged a ball. It was an employee of the golf, I think the pro or one of his helpers, hit this golf ball, 100 miles an hour, and hit the kid and knocked his eye out. And then the dispute was, did the kid have a right to be there?
Because he was a trespasser.
And it was the court, after sifting the problems around, decided that there was some negligence that was the controlling factor here, negligence on the part of the fellow that hit the ball, that knew that kids were nominally, at least not allowed, that there were supposed to be rangers to keep them off and that sort of thing. But that's...
Was there a judgment against the golf course?
No, the court, yes, there was, or against at least the party responsible, I think, perhaps the individual, maybe the golf course too, but the name of the case did not have a, in my recollection was that there was not a golf course defendant or even a city defendant. I think it was the people, the individuals. Oh, well. Have you got any things that are sort of pinned up inside of you about your experience on the Supreme Court in Michigan, maybe how the court functioned, limits on jurisdiction or anything like that that you would want to get off your chest at this time? I'm just making an open invitation if you have something that you think is worth committing to the future, why, there's an opportunity to do it. Anything you'd care to say about your co-workers, your colleagues on the court? Now, Gene Black was a sort of a problem, wasn't he, at times? Or
I regarded him as such, I'm sure, but there were those who were very warmly favorable to him.
Did you ever figure out why he was so obstreperous at times, if that's the right word?
He had a desire to dominate proceedings beyond the norm of, after all, in a multi-judge court, each judge wants to have his influence registered to some degree, but I think most are willing to have it keep it in some proportion. I think he wanted to have it out of proportion.
He was very harsh, was he not, in his criticism of some of his colleagues?
Yes, I think so. I can't recall that he ever particularly teed off on me, but I suspect that he may have. The reason that I suspect it is because I definitely remember that I didn't like him. And that usually comes from the fact that somebody has done or said something about you that you didn't appreciate.